Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, April 16th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber preparing this on a tremendously gorgeous spring day here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, which is the south central part of the state. Today we title our message, I Am Convinced. Listen to this powerful scripture portion, first from Romans 8, 38 and 39, and then from 2 Timothy 1, verse 12.
For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I know whom I have believed, and am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him for that day.
Athanasius was an early bishop of Alexandria. He stoutly opposed the teachings of Arius, who declared that Christ was not the eternal Son of God, but merely a subordinate being. Hounded through five exiles, he was finally summoned before Emperor Theodosius, who demanded he cease his opposition to Arius. The emperor reproved him and asked, "Do you not realize that all the world is against you?" Athanasius quickly answered, "Then I am against all the world."
Well, today our world desperately needs followers of Christ like Athanasius, who, with deep conviction, stood boldly for the Lord and his word, regardless of what's popular or what the world may say was right. You've likely seen the slogan, "What's popular isn't always right, and what's right isn't always popular."
The words in the daily text, "I am convinced," are a great source of strength and assurance for the believer. Living in a state of being convinced is an essential part of living the God-ordained life of spiritual abundance. If we are really convinced of God's love and care, we are blessed indeed. This conviction is an internal, personal appropriation of a constant, unchanging spiritual reality. You see, the reality is that God loves and cares for his own, whether we are actually convinced of it or not. The Amplified Version conveys a strong sense of the meaning when it translates, "I am persuaded beyond doubt."
Well, in this section of the Epistle to the Romans, the Apostle Paul is expressing his supreme confidence in God's master plan for his own life and for his kingdom. He asks a very important question in verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? He responds to his own question with this glorious verse of assurance. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
Well, today we are dealing with issues we scarcely would have thought of just several years ago. These issues have tremendous impact on the personal, nationwide, and worldwide levels. Air is not just creeping, but charging into the church that our forefathers could not have even imagined. New sources of fear abound. Uncertainty permeates. We may shake our heads in wonder as to what this world is coming to. Today, we need the same sense of being convinced that Paul experienced, don't we?
Bill and Gloria Gaither, authors of over 700 inspirational songs, many of them, of course, you can call to mind immediately, they experienced fear and uncertainty surrounding the birth of their son Benjamin in 1971, which eventually became the seedling for the much-loved classic, Because He Lives. World conditions and personal trials can rob us of peace, but let us instead seek the peace speaker.
He speaks not only to the winds and waves of the sea, but he also calms our turbulent hearts today with that same directive message, peace, be still. Join Brooksine and I as we entrust to Jesus these burdens that may be upon our hearts this day. For I am convinced that life is worth the living just because he lives.
Let's pray together. Lord, I know that doubt and uncertainty impose fear, while faith and assurance develops a calm, trusting spirit. I do not look to the world for strength or encouragement, but I look to your word, where I am convinced that you will protect and guard that which you have entrusted to me until the day when Christ will come to judge all people and take us to live in heaven. By the empowerment of your holy, indwelling spirit, help me to boldly stand when the world and even those close to me assaults my faith. It is in your strength and through your power that I will remain faithful, though tested by fire. May the purifying of my faith, worth more than gold, bring praise, glory, and honor to Jesus, my Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen. Well, we need to live in a state of being convinced, don't we? Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we've prepared and are sharing on April 16th. It's a Wednesday morning here where we live. I realize you may be listening to it at a different time and even perhaps way down the road, the nature of podcasts. We do have some photos up on the site today. The lead photo today I took, did you take, Brooksine? I think Brooksine took it, a photo of some geese on our favorite country walk. We also have some suggested musical resources today. Not surprisingly, a tremendous version of that song. It's available by video, Because He Lives, by Bill and Gloria Gaither. I also found something that I found kind of meaningful in my search. I recall an old hymn called Stand Up for Jesus. And in looking for an online version to share, I actually found one that was from a Billy Graham crusade in 1973 in St. Louis. And I was at that crusade. I might have been at that very service. I don't recall that. Normally the crusades lasted several days. But I was at that crusade for at least one service in 1973. And so it has a special memory for me. Again, our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message prepared for Wednesday, April 16th, 2008. Now, have a blessed day and continue to live in that deep convincing that you are loved and that God is on our side.